countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, change is in the air, as Bob Dylan might say. The times, they are a-changing. Sometimes these changes disrupt traditions that go back millennia. Traditionally, an Irish hurley was made from ash. The magical sound of the leather slither hitting the wooden hurl is the sound of an aspiring player hitting the ball against a gable wall for practice, dreaming of playing for club and county and the Clash of the Ash, and maybe perhaps one day playing in Croke Park. Torpies of Six Mile Bridge know a thing or two about making hurleys. They've been at it for decades. But in recent years, they've swapped ash for bamboo. Yes, bamboo. With more questions than answers, I headed along to their workshop to meet John Torpy and his son, Sean. Sean, explain to me exactly what you're doing here now.
I'm cutting out some bamboo to make some of our newest and finest hurleys.
Why bamboo? Because it's not natural to Ireland. Ash would be, but why bamboo?
It goes back to a few years ago. Myself and my father, John, we sat down and we started looking at different materials to look at the future hurleys. There is a disease affecting the ash tree at the moment called ash dieback disease. The thing with bamboo is it's very strong. It's grown naturally. It grows at 5 meters per year and can be harvested after 5 years. Compared to an ash hurley, that would be taking 35 years. So, you know, with the bamboo, also there's no defects. We engineer it here in our factory in Six Mile Bridge. We make sure that the quality can be the same over and over again for every player, because I suppose that's something that we would feel with ashes, the variability of ash. And don't get me wrong, ash hurleys are brilliant, right? We've been making our business out of them for 40 years, but I suppose the modern player is looking for consistency and performance. For us, every bamboo hurley has this lovely strike off of it that is hard to even describe in words, but you will know it when you feel it.
Where do you get the bamboo from?
So we work with partners in the Far East to harvest the material there and ensure that it's ethically sourced. The bamboo that we use with the bioresins that are in it means that the hurley is biodegradable, can be thrown into the garden or any, same as every other ash hurley, and will, you know, eventually go back into nature. People who manufacture the bamboo and who actually source the bamboo get paid quite well for their work as well, and we're happy that that is the case. And that's why the hurley isn't the cheapest hurley around either. It is an expensive hurley, we're not saying it's not, but we feel that that's been matched by the values of it, by the strike of it, by the feel of it, by the repeatability of it, and the consistency of it all the way. You know?
So how much would an ash hurley be now with Torpies, and how much would a bamboo hurley be?
So your typical Big Boss premium ash hurley that we make is €35 at the moment. With the bamboo, we're starting it at €65, including the grip. A lot of our testing has shown over the years that there is a good bit more longevity in the hurley. So we sent out 12 of these in 2018 and we surveyed all the players. 179 games and training sessions, one hurley broke. So we were very happy with that, but we definitely feel we've matched ash, if not even gone a little bit further.
Yeah, I'm just thinking you're also going to be battling, Sean, against tradition, because the tradition would be hurling is the Clash of the Ash.
Yeah.
The Clash of the Bamboo doesn't quite have the same ring about it.
Yeah, I got a text message the other day. I called I hear it's now the Bash of the Bamboo. So I've been surprised. A lot of the comments have been very positive. I would say no negativity, which is brilliant, you know, because it just goes to show that we're now in a time where players can accept new things.
Well, let's try out a bamboo hurley and let's get somebody to experiment with it.
Okay, we'll do that.
Come on over here. And who do I find outside in the backyard but an Airog and Clare hurler, David Reedy, hitting a slither up against the wall with what type of hurley?
An ash hurley,
Mark. Ash hurley. Okay, where we go. That's a familiar sound. Now change hurleys there for a minute, David, and use the bamboo. Okay, from the naked eye and from the naked ear, I don't see any difference whatsoever. But from your perspective, is there a difference?
The last couple of weeks, I've been using the bamboo, and I find it a lot better. From the first day, touch, exact same. The strike a bit more crisper, more fluid, and the fact that you get to hurley the weight, the balance that you wanted, it's a lot better.
And what about weight? You know, I mean, weight and balance is obviously very important for any hurley. Is it exactly, from your perspective, what you were looking for?
Yeah, the balance is the most important when I pick up a hurley in my hand. But with the bamboo hurley, it's exactly what you want. It's the right balance. The weight is equally distributed throughout the hurley. A bit heavier on the boss is the way I like it, and that's the way it is. And again, the feel of it is savage.
So in October, when hopefully the Intercounty Championship starts, indeed in the Clare Championship, when Aroge play again, would you use that hurley? Would you use the bamboo, or would you resort back to your old ash one?
No, it's the bamboo. I have two bamboos at the moment, and I'll be using the number one hurley is the bamboo.
Back inside, ash hurleys, and indeed bamboo hurleys, are being made by a group of people. This is a family-run business, Torpy's of Six Mile Bridge. John Torpy started making hurleys commercially back in 1981. He's now 79 years of age and just handed on the business to his son, Sean. Well, let me bring you back to 1981, because what you have now is a factory. What you had then was just yourself.
What I had then was a hole in the wall. And I bought second-hand machines and a little bandsaw down from a man called Michael Ryan in Newtown near Nina one time. And it was so heavy, we had no way of lifting it into a Volkswagen van with the engine in the back that time. We got five lads from the pub across the road to come out and give us a hand. When we got it into the van went over sideways. And I had to drive it with the side door open all the way from Newtown. I got a long shaft and used a little Ferguson 35 tractor to drive the bandsaw.
Bring me back to 1995, when Clare won the All-Ireland with Gerald Lugnan and indeed Brian Lohan, Dale Lowe and Davy Fitz. How was business for you back then?
Well, business was great, Matty. Business was so good that I couldn't keep up with it. And the problem was the supply of ash, and I couldn't get ash, and I had no planks left. And so I rang my great friend Pat Staunton in Glenealy in County Wicklow, who was a sawmill. And he said, if you're here Saturday morning, he says, I have a man coming from Belfast for two pallets of ash. I said, who's the man from Belfast? He said, a man called Ger Rogan. And he said, Ger Rogan played fullback for Antrim.
Right.
I said, I'll be there Saturday morning and I'll see what he says. And lo and behold, Ger arrived with a transit van and he got his two pallets of ash, and I made my story to him. He said, come on, I'll give you half a pallet of ash. You don't forget things like that.
And those Clare hurlers got their hurleys and they won the All-Ireland.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And tell me, you being a proud Clare man, are you going to tell Brian Lohan, use the bamboos and you might win the All-Ireland?
I more certainly will. I know better man, I know better friend to me than Brian Lohan, because I made his hurleys all his career.
That was John Torpy from Six Mile Bridge, maker of many a fine hurley.